other presidential libraries had involved retrospective ego-tripping, his would look forward. According to The Times, the fundraising target is $800 million to cover construction costs and the initial endowment. The modern imperative for a former president to collect cash for a monument to himself as soon as he leaves office allows little respite from the culture of political financing. The minute you stop being pharaoh, you have to start building a pyramid. Until quite recently, it was considered perfectly proper for a former president to trade his conversation and his companionship for a check. Jimmy Carter, who eschewed personal enrichment in favor of quietly effecting humanitarian advances around the world, was viewed as an outlier. Yet, if the tradition was ever a healthy one for our democracy, voters no longer seem to see it that way. Russian hackers may have been a factor in Hillary Clinton's defeat, but so were a number of Americans who believed that the Clintons had sold their independence. The Democratic super PAC, Priorities USA, recently commissioned a study of voters in Wisconsin and Michigan who had chosen Obama in 2012 and Donald Trump in 2016, and found that 30% had voted not for Trump, but against Clinton. Many also distrusted the Democrats' economic allegiances. The GOP, meanwhile, was short on elder statesmen who had enough credibility with its populist wing to halt the lurch toward a demagogue who said that all politicians were crooks and that he knew it because he had bribed them himself. Obama may feel that he's had enough of this kind of headache, but the fact is that his party still needs him. If he could just hand over the reins to successors with national reputations and, crucially, the ability to articulate what the Democratic Party stands for, it would be fine for him to focus on his own projects until the next time he's called on to give a convention speech. The Democratic field, however, is in a state of unproductive entropy, in part because the party has not resolved the divisions and the contradictions that drew younger voters, in particular, to Sanders. The list of potential standard bearers includes everyone from Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren, who will be in their 70s in 2020, to traditional machine politicians like Andrew Cuomo and Terry McAuliffe, and younger senators such as Amy Klobuchar, Kamala Harris, and Chris Murphy, who as yet lack the constituencies and the institutional support that they will need in order to succeed on the national level. But if any of them are standing on a primary debate stage in 2020, they're going to have to offer better answers than the ones Clinton gave in Flint. Her campaign was full of confidence after that debate, but Sanders, in an upset, won the Michigan primary, and Clinton went on to lose the state, narrowly, to Trump. Many observers wondered why the candidate hadn't done more polling, or deployed a better field operation, or at least made better use of a surrogate who would have been a great asset there. President Barack Obama. Maybe next time. A Righteous Case by William Finnegan from The New Yorker Magazine, May 15, 2017. Zainab Ahmad had a small disaster in Saudi Arabia. "I always borrowed an abaya from the legate in Riyadh," she said. An abaya is the full-length robe that is required dress for women and girls in Saudi Arabia. Legate is short for the legal attaché office, the FBI presence in an American embassy. Ahmad is an assistant United States attorney with the Eastern District of New York. A button came undone during a meeting, and suddenly it was like something out of Showgirls. Ahmad laughed. The Saudis were unamused. After that, I went and bought my own abaya on Atlantic Avenue. We were sitting in a diner on Cadman Plaza, across from the Brooklyn Federal Courthouse. Ahmad, who is 37, was looking litigation-ready in a well-cut dark suit and a cream blouse. "That's Judge Glasser," she whispered, motioning with her eyes toward another table. "He did the Gotti trial." The Eastern District of New York has long been known for its work against organized crime. Since the September 11th attacks, EDNY has also become an aggressive prosecutor of terrorism, securing more convictions than any other U.S. attorney's office. Ahmad's specialty is counterterrorism.